Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
We are shaped by our environment.
They're winning too much in Boston now. It's gone to their heads.
In Boston, we expect more. We've been here before.
The clock shows zeros. Rask is helmetless.
Greg, what was your assessment of the Krug hit?
I did not see it.
Just glad I got a haircut.
Dale Arnold.
Tuukka Rask had kind of a rocking chair game.
Rich Keefe.
So I would challenge anybody here at WEEI to a beer chugging challenge.
Dale and Keefe.
I was actually born now in Massachusetts.
You're not a Maine guy?
I was born in
Massachusetts. I thought you were a Maine guy.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keefe. Sports Radio WEEI. Bruins grab game one. Stanley Cup final last night at the TD Garden 4-2. Sean Big Goal Corrali got the game
winning
goal.
Guys killing it. That whole line is the best. You want them out there all the time. And then especially when they have Clifton
out
there with them.
All the time.
And they have Clifton out there. It's like four forwards flying up and down the ice.
Barry Peterson calls him Connor Gordon Clifton.
Well, I don't see why not. The guy, I love watching him play now. It's just another element that they have. It's funny,
even more fun listening to him after the games.
He's excited.
His locker room, his dressing room interview stuff, it's almost comical. He's just so happy to be here.
They really do have quite a group. Like, their defenseman who played so well last night, again, only 20 shots by the Blues, and a few of them came there at a little bit of a flurry at the end. So throughout most of the game, they were sitting on like 14, 15 shots. It was unbelievable. Tuukka Rask was barely tested. But when you look at their six defensemen that they trot out there, they all have kind of different skill sets, so it's a really good group when they put them all together.
One of the things we talked about on Friday when we talked about 10 reasons why I thought the Bruins were going to win the Cup.
Yes.
One was the speed advantage on defense. The Bruins' defense is much more mobile, much faster, and you really saw it last night. The Bruins' speed is going to be a real hard thing for many members of the Blues defense. Three of their six defensemen can't keep up.
Yeah, and you would think that St. Louis would have been a little bit better prepared for the speed because they were going up against San Jose. However, San Jose was so banged up that they didn't really get the
true
feeling of it.
And San Jose's not as fast as Boston either.
You don't think so?
No, it's funny because Sunday during media day, I heard Coach Bruce Cassidy talked about it. He gets a little touchy sometimes. He said, I don't think people give us enough credit for speed. He said, our team's pretty... Now, you've got Zdeno Chara, who's obviously not fast.
No.
You've got some guys who aren't that. David Backes isn't. But they've got some other guys. I mean, Charlie McAvoy, Connor Clifton, Torrey Krug, Matt Grizzlick. These guys all skate really well. Up front, you know, you've got... Sean Corrali is probably the fastest skater on the team.
Do you think because they hit pretty well and they throw their weight around that those teams... You're either one or the other a lot of times.
It seems that way, yeah.
And then if you're a combination of the two, well, then you can't be... You can't excel at either one if you're sort of a combination. But that's one of the things going into the series that everybody said, too, was the Bruins and the Blues are as similar an opponent as there is, or at least, you know...
Mirror images type
thing. Yeah, like the idea of depth, the idea that they can hit you, but they can also, you know, skate past you. But it just seems like the Bruins have the advantage everywhere. Like, if you're doing check marks on, you know, side by side, I would give the Bruins the advantage, I think, everywhere in the series.
The big story, obviously, from the Bruins fans' perspective is you win game one. By the way, the latest stats geek predictions for this thing.
Nerds?
Dom Lecision. For the Athletic, has now put the Bruins' statistical chance of winning the Cup at 82.3%. St. Louis is at 17.7% after last night's win.
As for Vegas, they went from -160 favorites to start the series.
Right.
And after game one, they are now -310.
Big
jump
there, too.
That is sort of taking a huge jump. And, you know, just like, you know, the team that wins game one, I think whatever the stats are certainly in their favor. They always are. But so was the team that scores first. And the Blues scored the first two goals in the game, and the Bees came fighting back. St. Louis was 10-3 this postseason run when they scored first. So the Bruins were able to fight back. And you're right, the first period, they kind of weathered that storm, and it was less
they
so what the Blues were doing.
They were rusty and sloppy, and you knew they were going
yes,
to be.
100%. But then you're only down one.
Give up a goal a minute into the second, and you're thinking, oh,
yeah,
boy.
That wasn't ideal. That wasn't ideal. But then when as soon as they made it 2-1, I said they're going to win the game. As soon as it was 2-1, there was so much time left in the second period. The fans were going crazy, great atmosphere there, and the Bruins seemed to regain their form a little bit, and that's clearly what happened. I think even, especially once they scored the game tying goal, I think the Blues knew that this thing was over.
By the way, if you're wondering, the stats nerds say the probability of the Bruins winning game 2 tomorrow night is 65.3%, St. Louis 34.7%.
Yeah, I mean, I would certainly put my money on the Bruins. Especially, you know, I had them sweeping going into the series, so they got to win this one, too.
There was a moment that happened last night, and I don't know if you saw it on TV or not. I was in the building, so I don't know this, but I see somebody tweeting out about it today, showing a GIF of the giant screen at center ice, and it shows Patriots owner Robert Kraft waving a towel and yelling, "Let's go."
What kind of towel?
It's the yellow Bruins towel. Calm down.
All right.
Just, painted yellow. It's already yellow beforehand.
Got it.
So this person who tweeted this out said, "This is appalling, disgusting, and totally Boston." Because I guess the fans were cheering.
Yeah. Well, they're fired up. They saw the owner of the Patriots. Patriots are a good team. He's been a good owner. I don't really see what are they referring to.
Well, and I'll say this. Timing is everything here. The Bruins are pretty good at game presentation. They're good at getting the crowd riled up.
Yeah.
They had gone through the whole, you know, get loud, all that stuff. And the
garden
fans
meter.
All of those things.
Where were we at?
And they were all hooting and hollering anyway.
Yeah. And then that's the icing on the
cake. And then they went to Bob Kraft.
Right.
Now, the crowd was already cheering and yelling before Kraft was shown. But I got to tell you, they'd have cheered him even if they hadn't gotten.
He was at another game, wasn't he? Or was it a Celtics game? Wasn't he at a Celtics game in the first round, I think, against Indiana? Or was it one of the games against the Bucks? But anyway, we've seen him at some of these events already, and they've put him up on the big screen before, and he's going to get a big ovation.
I think when they put him on the big screen the last time, though, it wasn't like this. This was him, like, enthusiastically, like...
waving his Bruins towel over his head and yelling, "Let's go."
Serious question. Banner waver, game two? Is that where you're going?
I wasn't. I was thinking if they need to.
Banner waver.
Is this a bad look in any way? Like, I saw you, like the tweet that you saw. I saw one like Dave Portnoy put it out and said,
"What,
like, call it a series when you see him."
Yeah.
But honestly, like, do you think this is a bad look
for him? For him or for the team to put him up there?
Either one.
I can't imagine it's a bad look for the team to put him up there.
The crowd went nuts. So they did. That's all they're looking for.
And I guess a bad look for him. What's he supposed to do? Is he supposed to, you know, sit in his house and?
Do you think he is not embarrassed by this?
No, I think he is embarrassed by it. I think
if I was embarrassed, I don't know if I would be going to all these games necessarily.
Well, it also happened, in February, and it's now.
But we just learned about May. It. I know it happened in February, but we didn't know it happened in February. We just found out about it, a month ago or so?
I thought it was March we found out. But anyway, it's been a couple of months.
That's more recent. I don't know. I'm not saying he has to stay in his house. I'm just saying if it was me personally, and I don't know. I would feel a little embarrassed by the whole thing because I don't think what he did was a big deal. I don't think most of us think it was a big deal. And clearly everybody rooting him on yesterday doesn't think it's a big deal. But I just wondered if I'd be making as many public appearances. But yeah, maybe he doesn't care. He's like, "This is me. You know what? I'm going to release the tapes. Here you go. Why not?"
On the total.
At that point, he should. You got to own it.
Somebody,
own it.
Somebody who tweeted out the video last night said, and I'm paraphrasing.
Which video?
The one last night that was on the Giants. And somebody said, "Oh, this is a video Robert Kraft doesn't mind having out there."
Well, he may not mind having the other one out there. Who's to say? We don't know yet.
I don't know. I just think it's a tough look to have him out there. Especially right now. Like, I feel like it's one of those things you just lay low for a little while. But I feel like he has.
I mean, he was at that Oscar party like the next day. The very next day. Didn't care. He's all good with it.
I'll say this. I don't think he knew that they were going to put him on the giant screen. I mean, I don't think they go to him and say, "All right, listen, 8 minutes into the second, we're gonna pop you up there." I don't know how they do that.
But I would also love to know the percentage of games that Robert Kraft has attended, Bruins or Celtics. What percentage has he not been on the jumbo screen at one point? I bet he's always up there.
That's like famous people walking down the street in Hollywood not knowing that they're going to be taking pictures in like Star Magazine or Perez Hilton.
Yeah.
Now, the text I got from my daughter in San Francisco had more to do with the fact that Lil Nas X was there last night. she was very excited
about.
That's
a big deal. Yeah,
Lil Nas X being in the
building. He had a nice little performance there at the, before the game started.
They had the outdoor concert at City Hall Plaza. Lil Nas X and Chase Rice were both performing there. By the way, I got to give Chase Rice props.
Why's that?
He did a full down chug of a beer on camera at the Garden as well last night.
Oh, really? Had was it better full, than Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, God, yes. Had a full can of beer.
All right.
Slugged it all down and then held it up to the camera and yelled, let's go. Good for Chase.
Pretty good. Yeah, why not? Lil Nas X take any beers?
I did not see Lil Nas X do any beer chugging.
Is this what he played? What is this?
Yeah, what is this? This is your number one song in the country for the last 3 weeks.
I actually don't mind it. It's pretty good. Because you know me, I'm not a huge country guy.
Well, that's a controversy. Some people say this is not a country song.
Who cares?
I saw him at City Hall Plaza. He had on cowboy boots and a hat. This is country.
But what a dumb controversy. Because didn't he get yanked from country music stations?
Yes, so country music is like, exile this guy. They don't put it on.
But then Billy Ray Cyrus, still alive, jumped in and said, hey.
Was that a question?
Yeah, I wasn't sure. Would you have been sure? Would you have bet money on it?
Miley would have posted something if he didn't.
Maybe. But he's like, nah, this guy's great. And then all of a sudden everybody's like, oh, he's good. We like him. But what does it matter what genre it is? Do you like it or do you not?
It's 2019. There is really no genres
anymore. It's genreless. It really is. Yes. Shime, you like this one?
Big fan.
Yeah.
he's got the whole cowboy Troy hat going and everything. Yeah. I mean,
appreciate that. That's a good get.
So is there going to be a concert on Wednesday too?
I believe. I thought they said there was something else, but I don't know what that.
Who has the number two song in the country? Who's that?
I can tell you it's not Iggy Azalea.
Why not Ariana Grande?
Ooh, get Ariana Grande here. That'd be good. This is a good song. But I don't understand. So if you were a country music station and you said, hey, let's play this, why would you yank it? Because like two people were like, oh, this isn't country enough. Who cares?
It's a debate that people say that this is not country.
But like, what
music.
Genre of music is Taylor Swift?
But and just for
country,
sake,
pop, and just who the hell knows?
Turn it up for a second and tell me why it's not country.
The beat.
Oh, there's too much bass.
If you listen to any Keith Urban over the last 10 years, it all sounds like this.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah, I don't get it.
I've been to see Luke Bryan. Oh, he's rock and rolls.
Oh, he does?
He rolls and rocks as well.
Well, now that's another genre.
I don't understand what makes this any different than Florida Georgia Line and Nelly.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Yeah, I don't get it. A lot of controversy, but that ended up being really good for him.
Sure it did. Now everyone's playing it. Exactly. Now that YouTube hits count as the Billboard, so like everyone's listening.
And he can play on every station because it's a catch-all.
He even met Kanye.
Is that right?
Very true. He has a picture with him.
Nice. I'll also say this. I saw we were running some footage last night in the post-game show from City Hall Plaza. They had the game on giant screens down there after the concert.
Just so like Toronto.
It seemed like a bigger crowd than Toronto.
Well, they kind of knew they were going to win, so maybe they felt a little bit better about it.
And it was a holiday. I guess that helped, but had to get up and go to work.
I'm not standing up to watch the game outside.
There was a lot of people there.
Oh, I didn't say nobody would.
They couldn't get in.
I wouldn't. Is that really how you want to spend 2.5-3 hours standing up?
Drinking your gills off.
Yeah, I got to sit down if I'm going to be doing that. I can't be standing. I wouldn't last very long. My knees, my back, I'd be a real mess. I wonder how those people are feeling today that are just standing outside looking at the jumbo screens. That's not my viewing experience, Dale. I like to sit, have a nice beverage, be able to relax, hear the game, the whole thing.
And the whole Canal Street, the fan fest vibe too as well with the live shots out there. Nesson had a set out there for pregame.
NBC
Sports Network was out there. NHL Network was out there.
Is that what it'll be like on Wednesday, you think, too?
Yes.
Okay, so that wasn't just like a series kickoff. No. Like, that's for every game. Because this might be the only other game they have at home on tomorrow night. In fact, I think that it will be.
You're feeling this.
Yeah. Yeah, they're much better.
I had talked you into the gentleman sweep last week.
No, you didn't.
No? You were going four no matter what.
Oh, yeah. I'm on the record as a four. Oh, okay. As a four game. Because I was so disrespectful to the Bruins in the last series. I thought the Hurricanes was going to be a gentleman sweep. And I was really wrong. They just completely outclassed them. St. Louis is better than Carolina. That's very clear. You could see that from the opening puck drop. But the Bruins are just too good. I mean, they get fourth liners and defensemen scoring their goals and they're winning. You know, it's only a matter of time until Bergeron and Marchand have a big game. They're going to win this thing in four.
At one point last night, somebody put out a tweet that the last three goals scored by the Bruins against the St. Louis Blues in Stanley Cup final action were scored by defensemen. Connor Clifton.
I remember the other one.
Charlie McAvoy.
Yeah.
Bobby Orr.
And by the way,
the Bruins have now played the Blues 9 times in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah, how's it?
They're
9-0
against the Blues so far.
It's been a good run. They were a little overmatched. They were like the Carolina Hurricanes of the early 70s is what they were.
Like, or how the hell did you guys 70, get they swept the final.
Yeah.
72, they swept the, it would have been the semifinal at the time.
Yeah.
And 1-0 so far in this one.
Pretty good. And then the play of the postseason was Torrey Krug. That was the play of the whole thing.
Boy,
he's getting roughed up.
It got the hockey media's panties in a bunch, too.
How can they be mad at that hit? How can they possibly be mad? First of all, Rob Thomas, shout out Matchbox 20, didn't get hurt on the
play. I always
liked
his songs.
He didn't get hurt, right?
No.
He didn't get hurt.
No, he's fine.
It was a clean hit. It was just a full go down the ice. And also, that is, if Thomas is upset about it, he should blame his buddy David Perron because he was just grabbing the face and ripping the helmet off Torrey Krug. But I want to thank David Perron for doing that because by taking the helmet off, he made the hit that much cooler looking.
Oh, it was great.
Seeing a Krug like a madman, like he was possessed, flying down the ice without a helmet and then laying a huge hit, that was awesome. That sums up the Bruins' whole playoff run, the whole season. That was great.
So let's hear how the St. Louis Blues radio broadcast referred to the play involving Torrey Krug.
And to the far wing, Krug without a helmet. He takes a run at Robert Thomas. A long run flying all the way up. And then Krug's going to bark at the goaltender. Wow, what a hit by Krug onto Thomas. Took a run, no intention to play the puck. That's a heck of a hit. Could be a charge. Well, Greg Berube's going to go, nah, boys, that's playoff hockey.
Yeah, that's just good old-fashioned playoff hockey right there. I was just going to say it. It's Krug and David Perron who are tied up right in front of Tuukka Rask, so he gets caught behind the plate. Meanwhile, the Boston Bruins are in the offensive zone. Krejci almost sets up someone on the back door for an early tally. And right there, Krug comes down. He loses his helmet on the initial battle from David Perron. He comes in with complete disregard for the puck. Flying in, Robert Thomas picks up the puck on the half wall, head down, and Krug just comes in and smokes him. This building was on their feet, and they were loving that hit right there.
I was going to give him credit for a minute there.
No.
No, because they said, oh, that's just good playoff hockey. But then the whole thing about
disregard
for the puck.
Also, he lost his helmet. What do you mean lost his helmet?
It
got ripped off his head. I mean, if his head wasn't attached, the thing would have been off. David Perron was grabbing his face.
By the way,
where was the puck there?
It was on Rob Thomas's. I'm looking at the video right now. Rob Thomas had the puck on his stick.
Disregard.
Now,
it was a clean hit. It wasn't even a penalty.
Torrey Krug was not going to play the puck. He was going to separate the puck from the player, but the puck was right there. I'm looking at the video right here.
Yeah, it was a clean
hit.
Took
a run, no intention to play the puck.
Don't have to.
Please. That was awesome. That was the play of the entire postseason right there. He went full go. I would have liked it even if the puck wasn't there. But again, the puck was there.
Was there.
Therefore, not a penalty.
And not a
clean
charge,
hit.
By the way. He didn't take, you know, 3-4 strides and drill Thomas. He was gliding when he hit Thomas because had he kept the feet churning, it would have been a charge. He would have taken a penalty. He did exactly what he should have done.
And it was shoulder to shoulder.
Shoulder to shoulder, no head contact. Good thing for Krug because he didn't have a helmet on.
No, that's true. And I was just worried that he was going to hit his head landing on the ice because they both went down in a heap, but he was able to kind of land on his other shoulder. But he delivers the hit. Fantastic. In fact, Thomas is trying to make a play on the puck, as you said, and then Krug comes flying in. Perfect. That thing was awesome. And
it did get the building.
Oh, the crowd was nuts. And the whole team. You see him go down, the whole team standing up on the bench. Like they're all fired up. That's as good. That's even better than a fight. Like, you're not going to see fights in the playoffs. So how else can you kind of turn the momentum at times? It's with a play like that.
617-779-7937. Eddie's on the cell phone. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, Dale. I got to tell you, I'm really happy for you because I know this is what you do. You're a big Bruins guy. And, watching the game last night, it was interesting because you see the first goal, then you see the second goal, and you get that little sick feeling in your stomach. But you know what? It seemed like at that moment, they flipped the switch. And as soon as they flipped that switch, it was 2-1. Then it was 2-2. And when it was 2-2, it felt like the Bruins were winning that game. It did not feel like they were going to lose this game. They had totally shut St. Louis down in the second period. And I got to tell you, maybe it's just me. I mean, I'm not a hardcore Bruins fan, but I really enjoy playoff hockey. And this Bruins team is playing as good as they've been playing all year. Their confidence level is incredible. They didn't give up when they went down 2-0. And I got to tell you, this almost feels like St. Louis doesn't even belong on the ice with them. Yeah, they played great in the first period, but they were totally neutralized in the second and third period. And you got to give total credit to the Bruins defense on that.
I would expect that they'll play better. I mean, and I would agree with you that the second and third periods, it was pretty one-sided. I would expect that St. Louis will play better. I just think the Bruins are a better team. And I heard Ken this morning trying to make the case with Jerry and Mutt and Wiggy that, you know, they're tougher than you think. Well,
are they?
It's pretty one-sided talent-wise, in my opinion.
I think so, too. Now, again, they have more guys than Carolina had. Like, so if you want to go back to that series, and Carolina showed a little bit of fight in Game 3 when they were at home, and maybe St. Louis will do that. But this was one where if St. Louis was going to come in and steal a game in Boston out of the first two, wouldn't it have been last night? You would have hoped that you get up
that was the
two
one
or three nothing first period, and then you kind of fight them off. And even if the Bruins come back, it might be a little too late. That wasn't the case. So once you weren't able to win Game 1, I have a hard time believing they're going to win Game 2. Because think about it. The Bruins' top line wasn't very good. The power play was just 1 of 5. I mean, that I don't think is going to continue. And even if it happens in Game 2, well, in Game 3, it's probably going to break through. And then at that point, I don't know what the Blues are going to be able to do to combat that.
We know how hard it is to win in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I mean, it's that way for a reason. It's supposed to be really hard. Bruins have won 8 in a row in the Stanley Cup playoffs. They've outscored their opponents 32-11 in that 8-game streak. And I have no reason to believe that it's not going to go to 9 tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely.
And that's by the way, the longest playoff winning streak in Bruins history is 10.
Yeah, they're right there.
The 1970 team that won the Cup.
Mm-hmm.
The 1972 team won 9 in a row. And this team has now won 8 in a row. They're that good.
Yeah, no, they are. They absolutely are. And they're taking advantage of it, too, because you could still sit here and say, well, look at the breaks that they've gotten. Look at the teams that have gotten eliminated in front of them. All right, fine. But they're just going out there playing the teams that are remaining, and they're one of the only good teams that is actually playing that way. All the other top teams bowed out in the first or second round.
617-779-7937. We've got Kiefer Madness coming up because I keep forgetting it's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I remembered it was Tuesday on the commute in today.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of the all-timers
bit
today.
Bit of a slog.
Yeah, it was. I don't know what you people were doing out there. Well, I think most of you were out there in City Hall Plaza last night.
That's true. Standing.
Standing for the entire time. So we will get back to the calls with you guys in a few minutes. But first, we've got a Kiefer Madness, which I have been promised has a Stanley Cup tone to it.
It sure does.
And it doesn't involve poop as near as we know.
We'll see.
After we try.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And
Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great build-up and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay. So screw you, Keefe.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Yes. Exactly. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
Need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you rock.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Pizza's special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza. It's bread, sauce, meat, cheese. what isn't that that we eat?
Oh, damn!
Singles.
But who gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning and fixes Skeety?
All right, here we go. It's a Tuesday, believe it or not.
I miss the Skeety guy. I miss the Skeety guy.
Love the Skeety guy. One of the all-time greats. Well, it is a Tuesday. That means it's time for Kiefer Madness. But it's a cup-related Kiefer Madness.
Oh.
We were just talking
about
how...
Topical, Rich.
Very topical.
Well done.
Yes, Bruins and Blues, game one last night. Before the game, you had a concert, which involved a gentleman who has never seen a hockey game before. This was his first hockey game. Lil Nas X took to the stage. Here's a small sample of that. Yep. Louder. Let's go. Now, I'm convinced. Rap music. Now, I know
See,
this is country, rap
country.
Hybrid. Yeah.
You can't be yelling louder and let's
no,
go.
No, just like screaming, like, sing your song. Stop telling me what to do. But that's one of those things where I feel like rap is really difficult live. Like, I've seen, like, the performances at, like, the Grammys or whatever, and sometimes it is tough. Like, either the music's too loud or something.
Do they call what Lil Nas X does hick-hop?
Come on, Dale. No, they don't.
I hate all of you.
No, they don't.
Actually, Dale, you just discovered what this is now.
Yes.
That's what they're going
with. That's exactly what they call it. So, who are our predictions? If there's a concert tomorrow night, we have not heard who it will be. Could be a surprise. Who would you like to see perform?
If there isn't one.
Maybe there won't be one. Maybe it'll be an encore performance by Lil Nas X. Rossi, you're the music guy in the show. Who would make a lot of sense to be out there tomorrow?
Boston's own Nickelback.
Dale?
Boston's own Nickelback?
No, he's trying to be funny.
I don't think
what
so.
He's doing now is he's trying to be funny. He's trying to be cute. He's trying to get Nickelback over.
Honestly.
Stop it.
You got a lot of hits.
Don't try to make Nickelback happen.
Why are you the way that you are?
I got to talk to my parents about that one.
I'd say Carly Tefft.
Carly Tefft? Okay. She, of course.
Talk about trying to make somebody happen. By the way, big fan of Carly Tefft, but this station, whew.
What's your problem here?
You're selling us Nickelback and you won't help a young lady, local young lady, trying to make the way?
I want to the anthem for Bradfoe v. Wiggy.
She also does the intro for their show when they're occasionally together on the weekend.
What's wrong with that?
No,
so
it's
she
good.
Works hard and now Rossi says no. She
I've never even met her and I'm rooting for her.
Now, Shyam, who's off mic, he
wants Megan Trainor, we can get her off the island.
Shyam wants Marshmello to do it.
Huh?
He's a DJ of some sort, I guess. I don't really know. I think Tenacious D would be a good spot for them. The D.
Get the
no?
big D?
All right. No, stop it. Stop it.
Have you ever been to one of their shows?
I would love to, but I haven't. So I'm watching the game last night.
Leave the house.
I was in the house last night. I was not out at the Lil Nas X performance, so I was watching the game on NBC. So you got to assume, Dale, lots and lots of people are watching this. It's the Stanley Cup Final. You got a lot of attention here. If you're going to promote something, it's got to be pretty important, something that you want people to watch.
You've got a lot of people watching.
First,
especially in St. Louis, Boston, and Providence, which were the top three markets.
A ton of people are watching there. So you have a great opportunity to push something, maybe another show that's happening, an interview, whatever it might be.
Good.
Mike Tirico.
Oh, I love Mike's work.
He was quarterbacking this thing. He apparently has a one-on-one interview with Lance Armstrong.
Say what?
Lance Armstrong, he used to ride bikes.
Yeah, I know that, but he's sort of been out of the spotlight for a while.
Yeah, but it's okay, Dale, because he makes a lot of sense in this clip that they showed last night in between periods.
I told you earlier, I don't lay down. And it was the wrong decision, but laying down would have been giving up, going home.
Right.
I went to, I knew there were going to be knives at this fight, not just fists, I knew there would be knives. I had knives. And then one day, people start showing up with guns. And that's when you say, do I either fly back to Plano, Texas, and not know what you're going to do, or do you walk over the gun somewhere? I walked to the gun store, so I don't want to go home.
First of all,
great analogy, Lance. Spot on.
Well, first of all, did we loan the Mutz mic from the Wiggy?
I don't know
Rob
why.
Bradford.
I mean, don't understand why
NBC
we had the worst.
NBC can't afford to mic an interview.
I don't understand. That may be on our end. I don't really know. But that is the.
What, did we tape it off Shime's iPhone or something?
It might have been. I don't know how we got it.
I knew there were going to be knives at this fight. Not just fists, I knew there'd be knives.
Right, the knives.
Not just fists.
No, no, no. Don't forget fists. These guys had a fistful of knives.
I had knives.
Yeah, okay. You had knives.
One day.
Wait, do you think knives were also cheating?
Oh, no.
So not so everybody
but guns,
goes in.
That's totally different.
So he's just making excuses. This is like 100 years ago right, he was doping in a sport where all they do is dope. He ended up being the biggest fraud ever, but guess what? They're all frauds. He just happened to win a lot, so all eyes were on him. But now he's talking about he's like making excuses. Like, well, everybody else is cheating. First of all, why do I care about Lance Armstrong? See, I don't at all.
That's where what I was waiting to say is
why?
Make me care.
No, I don't care.
I mean, he's gone. He's see you later.
I would rather have an interview with Floyd Landis. Remember him?
I knew there would be knives at this fight.
Yeah.
Not just fists. I knew there'd be knives.
Okay.
I had knives.
He had them.
And then one day.
What happened?
People started showing up with guns.
Guns! They started showing up with guns.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's when you, what would they would do some crazy stuff.
Is he
stuff
still
too.
Talking about riding bikes?
Didn't he also inject urine into his body so he could pass tests?
We have to go there.
That's what he did.
Yeah, And he describes
and
it in
Rossi
great detail.
And Rossi was worried about what was in the cup before he drinks beer out of it.
No, Lance Armstrong's the worst. But why even do this? Why even sit down with him? Like, what are people like, man, I'd love to get the untold story of Lance Armstrong.
Let's get, you know, you get Lance Armstrong.
I'd love him to make a few more excuses.
And isn't this a really poor opportunity for NBC to spotlight something coming
100%.
Up? Like, this is the big get?
You could have been like, hey, in 4 years, we got the Olympics. Tune in for that.
So, help me out here because again, I didn't see it. I was at the Garden. When does this run? What is this a?
No idea. Tomorrow, next day, when's this on?
I think it's this weekend.
Maybe this weekend.
That's when you say, do I either fly back to Plano, Texas,
or what else do you do?
Dude, not know what you're gonna do.
Uh huh.
Or you walk over to the gun store.
You go to the gun store.
What the hell is he talking about?
By the way, I got information from Chris Scheim, who's off mic right now.
Yeah, what's up? What's up with Scheim?
When you inject urine into yourself, it's called an oil change.
Chris would know.
He's never tested positive.
No.
This guy.
He's injected a lot of urine into himself over the years.
Dale, we'd be remiss not to go to St. Louis
here. We've been remiss already.
Yes,
but yeah.
There's a show out of 590 The Fan in St. Louis called...
Wait a minute. There's still an AM?
Yes. Yes.
I thought we were the last one.
Even better, the name of the show is The Morning After.
Oh, well,
they, of course,
there you
are
go.
Sponsored by a specific pill.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Plan B. Starring these three.
They should have called themselves Plan B. That would have been better.
Plan B with Tim, Doug, and Jim. These guys decided to, I don't know if this is an ongoing thing or not. Forgive my,
your ignorance of
ignorance?
590 the
Yeah, but they did a poem to recap the game.
Oh, nice.
Well, the old SS Stillman floated into Boston Harbor looking to upset some apple carts and maybe toss some of Lord Stanley's tea overboard onto the frozen pond. Before Paul Revere could even alert the townsfolk of the invaders' intentions, Schinner put one top shelf where Mama hides a peanut butter, and then Vladdy went upper corner where the toothless Hoosiers roost. But then the Minutemen took up arms and stopped the blue invasion. Old Cliffy and Mackey and Carly and Murchie all fired well-aimed musket balls into our backside and then lit lanterns to signify the successful defense of the colonist home ice. We wounded Charsey's wrist and made the rear guard bleed, but the worst thing in hockey is that dreaded two-goal lead. We lose it 4-2, but don't forget that maybe, if we can just get hot, we can win this baby.
Again, that was the morning after
Holy
pill.
God.
590
he's older than me.
What is this point? Like, first of all, you're playing the Bruins. It's not the Patriots. If you're trying to do this whole Patriots thing, like I don't really get it. Is that what they do after every game? I don't know. We might have to go back into the archives. Although Scheim said their website can be a little hit or miss.
That's
so it's a little hard to navigate there.
I got to admit, it sounded better than I expected quality-wise, considering it's an AM signal.
Much better than the Lance Armstrong interview.
I could hear this guy.
We were able to hear this guy a little bit better.
But then the Minutemen took up arms and stopped the blue invasion. Old Cliffy and...
Cliffy?
What's wrong with this
guy? Connor Clifton?
That'd be Connor Clifton, I believe.
Before Paul Revere could even alert the townsfolk of the invaders' intentions, Schinner put one top shelf where Mama hides a peanut butter, and then Vladdy went upper corner where the toothless Hoosiers roost.
Toothless Hoosiers roost.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I think he just looked for phrases that rolled off the tongue.
I don't really get it. I don't know if this is Tim, Doug, or Jim.
Is that really a poem?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's not your AABBCC, but it's... It could be a poem. I mean, I think anything's a poem.
We wounded Charzy's wrist and made the rear guard bleed, but the worst thing in hockey is that dreaded two-goal lead.
That's true.
Oh, there's
that is true. You never want to be up two.
We surrounded a line that actually rhymed, so it is now a poem.
It's a poem.
Charzy's wrist.
Charzy.
Boston Harbor looking to upset some apple carts and maybe toss some of Lord Stanley's tea overboard onto the frozen pond.
Lord Stanley? Frozen pond?
I guess that's the rink.
It was 87 degrees yesterday.
I know.
Oh, I guess it's the rink? What is he talking about?
I don't know.
Dude, a tea party, this guy? I don't.
Lit lanterns to signify the successful defense of the colonist home ice.
Okay.
They don't need plan B, sir, because based on that witty rhetoric, he's never going to have a plan A.
Does it? Not a problem. Not a problem for those fellows. So we'll check in with these guys after game two.
Oh, I hope there's another poem, huh?
See if they're back to more.
Oh, if we can just get hot, we can win this baby.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did they do the sound effects too?
That's their ding.
Nice.
We left their ding in, so I don't know. Good anyway, there you go, Dale.
Well, we'll have another Stanley Cup bent Kiefer Madness maybe next week, but we'll absolutely return to these guys after Wednesday's game here. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Walk to the gun store.
Oh, Cliffy and Mackie and Carly and Murchie all fired well-aimed musket balls into our backside. Jenner put one top shelf where Mama hides a peanut butter, and then Vladdy went upper corner where the toothless Hoosiers roost.
I knew there were going to be knives at this fight. Not just fists, I knew there'd be knives. I had knives.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, the old S.S. Stillman floated into Boston Harbor looking to upset some apple carts and maybe toss some of Lord Stanley's tea overboard onto the frozen pond. Before Paul Revere could even alert the townsfolk of the invader's intentions, Schinner put one top shelf where Mama hides a peanut butter, and then Vladdy went upper corner where the toothless Hoosiers roost. But then the Minutemen took up arms and stopped the blue invasion. Old Cliffy and Mackie and Carly and Murchie all fired well-aimed musket balls into our backside and then lit lanterns to signify the successful defense of the colonist home ice. We wounded Charzy's wrist and made the rear guard bleed, but the worst thing in hockey is that dreaded two-goal lead. We lose it 4-2, but don't forget that maybe, if we can just get hot, we can win this baby.
Oh.
Dale?
My God.
What is that? What's the deal, you think? Like, seriously,
by the way,
what's
it would have been improved with that music.
It would have helped,
good
yeah.
touch, Jason.
Great production value by Jason Rossi. But like, is this something that they do, and like they're kind of all in on it? And they think it's funny.
If they do not do this Thursday morning, I'm calling them that next week. That would be Friday morning.
Yeah.
And demanding a poem.
Like, is he their poet laureate? Like the Red Sox have Dick Flavin, and they
sort
have,
of sounds a little like Dick Flavin.
I think he is. Maybe he's
except
like
Dick. Sometimes forgets some of the words.
That's
and
happened,
stuff.
Dale. That happens to the best of us, though. You know, especially when you're working off script like that. But do you think this guy maybe is like the St. Louis Blues?
And then there's another line in there.
And I don't remember.
Like the Blues
and it goes on
poet
on.
Laureate?
Whatever.
He could be. And he's like, hey, after games, win or lose, I'll get everybody back in there. Because you notice at the very end, they also ding him. And so I bet the other hosts are like, all right, listen, like you have 30 seconds to get this thing done.
Yeah, not very good. Not very good.
We have a four-hour show. It's like, yeah, you have 30 seconds. You can do your poem. I know you like to do the poem. And there's probably like a small, passionate group of people in St. Louis that are dying to hear that poem every morning on the morning after show.
How old do you think they are?
They are older. They are outside the demo, would be my guess.
Maybe too bad they don't still have the Rams. We'd get a poem every Sunday
too, that's
during football
good point.
Season.
That's a good point.
XFL.
They have an XFL team?
Yeah, next year. Come on.
All right.
They're gonna spend millions of dollars.
Cardinals, maybe? They could maybe after every single Cardinals game. A lot of poems.
It's a bad thing when I don't understand simple turns of the phrase. Where the toothless Hoosiers roost.
Toothless Hoosiers. Now, Hoosiers, I believe, are people from Indiana. I don't know what the connection would be to Boston or St. Louis, for that matter.
And why are they toothless?
I don't know. I don't really get that. And so they also live top shelf, where Mama keeps the peanut butter, evidently.
By the way, bad news for the poet laureate of the St. Louis media. Charzy was back on the ice today for practice.
Nobody calls him Charzy.
Well, he did.
Not to be confused with Charizard, right, Chime? Isn't that a Pokemon?
Charizard.
That was all around it. I circled it. Yeah, he took a puck.
Nearly landed it.
He was bleeding all over the place. And when
I saw Grapes last night.
How's Grapes doing? Speaking of blood all over the place. Speaking
of sometimes not landing it.
Yeah.
I saw Grapes last night. He was remarkably subdued in his outfit.
Really? That's a letdown.
It was like a classy blue pinstripe deal.
I like the white one that looks like blood got poured on it.
Yeah.
I love that suit. That is a suit that not many people could wear. So he was in the building.
Saw him last night. Talked to him for a little while. Hmm. He was in to visit.
Okay.
And say hi. But
he's doing all right.
The entire hockey media is in Boston right now.
Where else would you be?
I guess there's
nowhere else to go.
I guess there's a Stanley Cup final media party tonight.
Wait a minute. Do we know about this? Did we get invited to this?
Do you have media credentials?
I am a media member-ish.
I think you...
in quotes, right?
I could show up.
I could fake it enough.
I'm going.
Do you have a pass? Like, I don't have a pass that says I cover sports.
What do you do for a living?
But I'm not. I haven't been given like a card that gets me into media parties.
But it's like the Super Bowl media bash. You had to have your credential.
I got in there. Was at the aquarium.
Same with this. Yeah. You've got to have the credential to get in.
Where is it at?
I have no idea because I'm not.
You're
going.
Not going? Damn! It's the who's who are there.
Would you have left your home, the Fortress of Solitude?
It doesn't sound great.
No.
Does it start at 2? And is it in this building? Then I'm probably not going to go. That's probably too bad. But that could get a little wild. I think hockey guys know how to party, so that could be a real crazy time, don't you think?
Oh,
get all these former hockey players in there?
Whacked out there.
Will the cup be there? Is our guy bringing the cup?
Maybe that's why it's in town. Maybe Mike is going to bring it over to the big media bash tonight.
Pretty good.
They're making their rounds today. I know that, and I was talking to the cup's handler.
Wait a minute.
And, yeah. There's a lot of people that deal with that.
A few degrees of separation there.
Not wearing gloves, by the way.
Oof, right,
because
I don't like
they're never going to touch it.
But yeah. She told me that they will be going to St. Louis. So maybe, you know,
Well, if the Bruins are going to win it in game 4, they might want to bring it there.
Saturday night, it'll be there. They'll be making some media rounds on Saturday.
Maybe they'll go to the morning after show there. Maybe they'll check those guys out and he can write a poem about his experience meeting the cup.
Him and the cup.
Yeah, that'd be really nice. A lot of things rhyme with cup.
I have a weird.
I don't think we're going to use many of them. Oh, okay.
I have a weird thing. So I was saying goodbye to someone who helped bring the cup in. And I need a little feedback here.
I thought you were going to say, I was saying goodbye to the cup.
I did say goodbye. I did. Yeah. I left over there. I said, bye, cup. I didn't touch it. This woman gave me a hug to say goodbye. That was fine.
Wait a minute. A woman you just met?
Yeah, we've been going back and forth.
Gave you a hug?
She gave me a hug. I'm a hugger.
Well, I mean, all right. Even in this climate?
Oh, absolutely. Well, she hugged me. She reached in for the hug.
Yeah, but can you prove
obliged.
That?
You were okay with that?
Can you prove that?
I was
that?
Absolutely okay.
Was there a witness?
I love the hug. So there was plenty of witnesses. The whole company was over there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm probably going to be going to HR after this. But then as I walked, like, it was this awkward moment. We hugged, and then I shook her hand afterwards.
Well, that's just weird. Once you hug, isn't shaking the hand.
Yeah, you don't need to shake her hand.
That was regressing.
Yeah.
It came right in and told Shine, like, I got to confess. I still feel a little uncomfortable about it.
That is really weird.
It's just weird. Like, I hugged, then I backed away, then I handshaked. I was like, thank you very much.
You kiss her on the cheek?
That was the next move.
Then after that, at that point, you got to one-up the hug.
See, I kiss her on the forehead, actually.
Hug, handshake?
That totally disrupts the normal progression of things.
Yeah, that's tough.
Hug first, then handshake, then kiss. Doesn't work that way.
No, you can do kind of a handshake, and then if you realize that, I like this person.
A little hug.
Then you bring them in. Maybe I'm going to one-arm kind of pat you on the back there.
And
how's
then,
that?
It's a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah. Maybe a quick smooch on the lips.
You can't do like
that handshake
hug with a
woman. And then it's a weekend at Mohegan Sun before you know it.
I like that very much. Then you're buying her breakfast. Not bad.
I'm a happily married man, thank you.
Well,
you're the one who's been hugging her.
You can't eat breakfast, Rossi. It's the most important meal of the day.
Everybody loves breakfast.
Everybody loves it. And now you're anti-breakfast. Unbelievable.
I do love breakfast. I just wouldn't share it with another woman.
What a turn of events.
There's one woman I share breakfast with.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, okay, great.
Glad we straightened that out.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks very much, Jason. 617-779-7937. We did talk with Mark Savard earlier in the program. For those of you who didn't get a chance to hear it, we've got some cuts we'll bring you from that in a little bit. He had some interesting things to say about the end of his career and comparing and maybe not even contrasting with the possible end of Dustin Pedroia's career. You'll hear from Mark Savard later in the next hour as well. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.